Then the exalted one said to the venerable Ananda, "Go you, Ananda, and fetch water. We will wash this brother." "Yes, Lord," replied the venerable Ananda to the exalted one. When he had fetched the water, the exalted one poured it out, while the venerable Ananda washed that brother all over. Then the exalted one, taking him by the head, and the venerable Ananda taking him by the feet, together they laid him on the bed. There are a number of points of significance here. First of all, the Buddha responds instantly, acts instantly. The Buddha seems, as a human being, to have been of a very prompt, decisive sort of character, rather like a military commander. Or naval commander. He doesn't ask anyone at this stage how it all happened. He just sends Ananda off for water. Again, the Buddha and Ananda act together. Ananda doesn't argue with the Buddha, you notice. The Buddha doesn't even argue with Ananda. They don't have a long discussion as to who should pour the water and who should wash the sick man, or who should take him by the head, who should take him by the feet. They don't have a council meeting. Huh? They act together harmoniously, smoothly, efficiently, effectively. And again, perhaps even more important, the Buddha and Ananda accept responsibility for the situation by which they're confronted, even though it's not of their creation. They take care of the sick monk themselves. They don't try to hand the responsibility over to anybody else. They themselves, on the spot, do what needs to be done. They make the sick monk comfortable. And only then does the Buddha call the other monks together.